Oh, good. Okay, I'll call the meeting to order. This is the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals. It is Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018, and it is 7:02 p.m. We have two cases tonight, one of which is H. Thomas Hope, who applied for a variance to allow for creation of two lots of less than 2 acres in a RR zoning district, and one for Brian Hess, which is a variance to allow for a setback less than required. I will call the roll. Mr. Phillips?
Here.
Ms. Driscoll?
Here.
Ms. Yu?
Here.
Mr. Boone?
Here.
And I see Mr. Bishop out in the audience. The next thing on the agenda is the minutes, but I want to put those off until after we hear our case. And so we'll go into the public hearing at 7:03, and we'll call it to order, and I will swear in anyone that wishes to testify in this. Oh, we're going to do the Hess, sorry. We got to take the other matter first.
The email request.
Correct. Yeah. We have an email request from our first applicant for H. Thomas Hope. His representative has requested a continuance until the next meeting, which is November 27th. And I think we all got a copy of the chain of emails where they have officially requested a continuation of the variance application. And at this time, we'll entertain a motion to continue.
So moved.
Okay, Mr. Second. Phillips, Ms. Driscoll. I should read into the record the motion, which is to accept Jennifer Popp's request to continue the public hearing of the variance application submitted on behalf.
Mark, hold it. Second, could you put the microphone closer to you and then
sure.
Mumbling so we can understand? I'm sorry, but I can't understand you at all.
Sorry. Is that better?
Excuse me, but those are microphones to amplify for you to
hear. This is for the recording, but if you can't hear me, then I'll talk louder. Okay?
This room does not have very good acoustics.
It does not. And actually, the way it's set up, it's actually worse if you sit up there. So, hearing of a variance application submitted on behalf of H. Thomas Hope to allow for the creation of two lots less than the required 2 acre minimum on the lot located at 1232 Lynetta Subdivision, located at 7811 Lynetta Lane, Westerville, Ohio, 43082. Which is currently zoned rural residential zoning district, RR, also known as BZA case number 2018-6, continue until November 27th, 2018. Any additional or revised materials will be due at the Genoa Township Development and Zoning Department by November 2nd at 4 p.m. And Mr. Phillips has made the motion. Ms. Driscoll has seconded. And any discussion? Did they give any indication of the reason for the continuance request?
She's just working on some other things, so she's deciding whether to submit a different site plan, lot split proposal. So she's not quite sure. So she wanted a little extra time.
Oh, I see. Okay, because, all right, that's fine.
The date of that continuous?
November 27th, which would be our next regular meeting at 7 o'clock. Any other discussion, questions for staff? Okay, then we will call the roll. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. So that application is continued until November 27th. All right, the next application that we have before us is We will start that hearing at 7:08 p.m. And I'll read the legal notice into the record, and then we'll swear those that are going to testify in. Brian Hess requesting approval of a variance to allow for a new building to be constructed at less than the required 100-foot setback on lot 1147 in the Purdy Industrial Park located at 6269 Frost Road, Westerville, Ohio, 43082, currently zoned light industrial. And this is BZA case BZA 2018-07. Those wishing to testify, please stand and raise your right hand so you can be sworn in. It's free. Everybody can stand up. Come on, if you're going to talk. That includes the applicant.
If we have questions, we have to stand
up.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
So, like I said, you're really better off, so I don't have to stop everything and then swear people in.
Just everybody stand up.
So. Okay, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so have God?
Yes.
Thank you. Be seated. And we will start with staff.
Thank you, Mark. So the property at 6269 Frost Road is in a light industrial district, which is a straight district. It's situated on a 1.27-acre parcel, and it is located in the Purdy Industrial Park. That park, industrial park, was platted in 1971. According to the Delaware County Auditor site, the Tattletale business purchased that building in 2016. The application staff had a couple comments on the application. The application did not list a specific section of the zoning resolution for which it was asking for the variance. Also, we did not a site plan was not provided with the application, so staff was unable to answer provide any information in regards to compliances with other sections of the zoning resolution, such as lot coverage, side setbacks, etc. We did give the copy of the application to the Genoa Township Police, Fire, and Maintenance Departments. We did hear back from the police department, and they did not have any comments or concerns. The legal notice was mailed via the U.S. mail to the adjacent property owners on October the 4th, 2018, and the legal notice was published in the Delaware Gazette on October the 10th, and we also put in notification signs on the subject property on October the 12th. We did receive a few email questions about the application, and staff had previously forwarded those emails to the board, and you should also have copies of those in front of you for your review this evening. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
I don't at this time. Anybody? No?
Oh, I did want to mention, I do believe that he's asking for the variance to be from section 1507.07, which requires a 100-foot setback from the light industrial district and a residential district, which is directly behind the Orchard Lake condos, or behind this property.
Susan, is that your role to guess what section he's asking for a variance from?
No.
Seems like that's something the applicant should provide to us.
Right. That line was not filled out on the application.
Okay. Yeah, I got a couple questions.
So at this point, we don't really know what variance we're granting, right?
mean that? Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay.
All right, well, maybe the applicant can enlighten us then. Mr. Hess, you can either come to the podium or the table there, and you've already heard one concern, and hopefully we can...
This is my first time
you
asking.
You need to get to the podium.
Yeah, either the podium or the microphone there. So we're recording, so we want to be able to hear you on the recording.
All right. I've been in this neighborhood community since 2004. That's when I first started renting from Smith Excavating. And I believe before, there was a dump truck company there and an excavating company, and I'm sure it's very loud in there. I'm actually the CEO and the inventor of a portable alarm system called Tattletale. They're made in Cleveland, Ohio. And what we do is we design things and we get patents on them and we ship them out all over the country. This is designed to protect a school and this does homes and we have other things we're doing, but I've run out of space. And I don't run a noisy operation. I don't have any heavy equipment. I have an operations outfit there. It's very quiet. I welcome all of you to drive over. I'm one of the few guys that's got a new roof and a new blacktop, and the place looks, I think it's the best looking place in the neighborhood. The back of the place is all real hard gravel from all the years of having the excavator there. And what's the fellow's name that we met with in your office? The other fellow's a Dave?
Mr. Schaefer?
What's his first name?
Joe?
Yeah, it's Joe. We looked at the plot several times. I come down here thinking I could build a barn out back, only to discover there was an issue. And from the perception that I have is I've gotten rid of the guys that come and do the dumpsters at Bangman 4 in the morning. I've made sure they've gotten fired. I provide the security for the Dern Trophy place. Those guys have aligned with me in making a better neighborhood. I put new gravel back there. So I'm not here to come and build a building. As a matter of fact, I would just say that if you guys don't want me to do what I'm going to do, it's okay too. I just like to start with neutral. This picture that they had up here is an older picture, but if you look in the back of it, you'll see a bunch of landscaping equipment. And the reason I bought the building is I had to come back and fire a president of my company and borrow $2.2 million to get out of the dumpster, and it's doing well now. But that's got a brand new roof on it, front and back, and that's all brand new pavement. And this right here is, I believe, the fence. And if you look at this mess, in all fairness, that's just landscaper mess. And that would be his mess, Jordan there. And I rented that back Jordan. And he doesn't have any room to put his people in. And I'm running out of space in my building. And I said, I'd like to build a barn. And I have a picture of the barn. And it's $150,000 to $200,000. I'll just pass this around to you guys and let you take a look at it. And this is the kind of facility that I wouldn't let anything go on. And I'm sure the city wouldn't allow me to have anything go on. And then this is a Quonset hut, which would be like an Area 51. And this is really what I'm going to look back since I'm in town. And it fits the commercial building. And we'll pay the back parking lot. And I'll pass this around. And here's my understanding. When I came down to do this, Joe said, hey, man, you got to be 100 feet off the fence line if you're going to have a little office in there and make more patents and design things. And I said, really? I didn't know that when I bought the building, but okay. But if I use it for a garage only, just throwing cars in there, I can put it 15 feet on the fence, and I don't have to ask anybody. And I'm not that kind of guy because I make products for a living. This is one of them. This is a home alarm. When I look at what it means to put a building somewhere that I'm going to make and put my money in, I'm not going to put something that's off-center in the lot and messing a lot up. And I want to put it right in the center so when you come down across the road, is there a crossroad picture of this by chance? Has anybody ever been down crossroad? When you come down crossroad, you'll see that empty spot. So what I'm looking to do, put something very classy so when you look at it, you see directly at this, which would be 40 feet off the fence line. So when it sounds like I'm trying to be told I'd have to be on the earth float off the fence. It's only because I want to have an office in there someday to be able to go in and have some peace and quiet for my operations. That's all it's for. Or put my cars in. I collect cars. Or if I want to rent that guy an office, I want to be able to rent him an office. But I'm not going to build something in there and then lie to you guys and tell you what you want to hear, because I'm just not going to do it. That's not who I am. So when I got the right to build something 15 feet off the fence line that could be uglier than a doghouse, and look at what he's done. We didn't even know this was illegal. This is illegal right here. We didn't even know that. Right? So I'm grateful to be here to tell you. I can move that 15 feet forward. And my proposal is to put a building up right here. And anything he's got going on, he's got going on over here. These things have all been taken off the property. It's been cleaned up. And, you know, the integrity is, he put a gas tank here and filed for permits. You know, it's not a big one. How big is it? And in that neighborhood, there's another guy up the road who's probably got a 5 million gallon tank. And then you've got propane tanks in there. So everything we're doing above board. And if you don't want us to build a building, we won't do one. But I want you to honestly know, I can build one as ugly as anything I want to put on that property, which I will not do. It's my property. I own it. I can put anything I want 15 feet from that fence, and it can be 22 feet high. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. So I'm here to say, why don't we pick out something pretty to put there? And when that's there, you know, let's sign up for a use that it's going to be for. You know, let's sign up for it right now. What do you want me not to ever have that become? Because I don't manufacture there. I designed it. And if a building's here, and he's got a little office in there, and he's got a little box, and he's got a little mulch thing he does in the morning because his guy's off to work, that gets the noise away from you because there's a building there. It's all the dust away. So my request is, if you've got any questions, please, let me put you at ease. And I got a place in Florida where I designed from, but that's a little bit of far away from here, and I got 3 dogs. And I'm the night watchman in that neighborhood when I'm in town. And I got to tell you, I keep a good eye on that place. And I got a great relationship with the department and the fire department. But I'm not going to ever harm you guys in any way, shape, or form. And I'm 60. And I got at least another good 10 years of work left. Any questions?
I think we have
the Ashley, you need to address the board and not the residents.
I
understand, and I try and give a lot of leeway to the applicant because they're not necessarily experienced in the process. So we're going
to
hear public comment after we talk about the application. Is there anything else that's in the application that you'd like to address?
I just want to put a building back there for extra space.
All right.
And I don't want it to be limited to a situation where it lends me to have an incentive not to take pride in what I build.
Okay.
Or place it in an area that's not best for the property or best for anybody else.
All right. I'm going to let the board ask some questions and maybe they'll cover some of the things that I have.
So, sure.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah, my first question is, are you familiar with the zoning resolutions that we have in Genoa Township?
I am not.
Okay.
I'm not a
That's
board.
Something you probably ought to maybe touch up on, brush up on. We do have one that Susan referenced. And Susan, is 150707 applicable here, whether it's a garage or whether it's an office?
1507.07 states that no building shall be located closer than 100 feet from a residential district boundary line. If Mr. Hess wants to use a new building for any type of principal use, so if he wants to use it as office, he wants to rent it out to the landscaper that currently parks his trucks and stuff on his property, then that's a principal use of that property, and it has to be at least 100 feet from the property line. If it's an accessory use, so you just wanted to store something in there, you're not using that on a daily basis to conduct your business out of, then it would become an accessory building, And the code allows that to be 15 feet from the rear property line.
Okay. Did he say that in his application? I don't believe that's specified in his application anyplace.
What I said in my application, if I may speak, because I went over this application, I probably made a dozen trips down here over the last 90 days, doing my homework, getting coaching directly from the source, doing
what
research,
source?
Being here with Susan and Jeff,
okay.
Right? Because, you know, I came down here with drawings, but here's how it occurs. I could put a storage building out 15 feet from the fence, 22 foot tall, but if I go out to design a patent, then I'm breaking your guys' rules. Or I can move it 40 feet back and make it look great and be balanced with the crossroad and make the neighborhood a lot better and be able to use it to go get away from operations. If you want me to not have something I can truly use and you want to incentivize me to put it towards the fence and not build something really nice, I mean, that's how I view it. You guys are incentivizing me to put something up there that nobody would really want to look at. And you're going to limit how I can use it. And I'm willing to build something nice, move it from the fence and balance it, and have it be there and stop noise, dust, and make it nice. Or I don't have to do anything at all. Right? I can just leave it the way it is and move that stuff 15 feet off the fence and continue to rent it out. I'm asking from the bottom of my heart, I want to make something nice. I'm going to take out a loan and make it nice. I can put a Quonset up and just have it be still and boring, but it's not how I do things. Does that answer the question?
If you were to put something 15 feet away from the fence line, what would you put up there?
I have it right here.
Right here. Where? Mr.
Hudson. Where'd they go?
Yeah, I have it right here. And it's allowed to be 22 feet tall, either one of these. I had this drawn out. I probably got 15 grand drawings on this barn, only discovered I couldn't put it up where I wouldn't put it up, so I would just let it set. This is a Quonset hut. This is more in keeping with design and products. It's very Area 51 looking. But I could put this, it's 50 feet by 40 foot deep. I could put this 15 feet from the fence, or do it this way 15 feet, and I could do it without being here. I want the center of the building to be placed. And you can see how much room's from the back of our building to this. And where Jordan is, he would be in this area, and there's not going to be anything in that area. If you want to put all landscaping in there so nobody can come in. That moves noise away from things, not towards it. And it also knocks any dust that's going on in here off of going on right over there. So this is the first piece of property, to my knowledge, that doesn't make a racket. I mean, the trophy people are quiet. We design products for a living. These guys are quiet. It used to be dump trucks. And there's the towing out there.
What would you do in that building in the Quonset hut?
In here?
Mm-hmm.
I would put a design studio for me to have a quiet meeting. So if you guys came to me and said, hey, we want to have a meeting, that's where I'd have it. Those are my patents on the table. I want to be able to walk away from this noise. I got customer care and sales and technicians. I would want to be able to get away from that and go out there and have some peace and quiet. And I don't have that now.
And that's all you would do in that point of time?
Yeah, that's all I would do. And that's what I do. That's what I've been doing for 21 years. And I have a 57 Olds, I have a 64 Chevy pickup, and I have three dogs. That ain't going to hurt that one thing out back there. And then when I'm done, I understand that concern. If I don't ever own the building, who's going to do what with it? I'm willing to sign up or limit them right now. You can't use it for anything it is we didn't create today. And sign it.
So what variance are you requesting today?
Today?
15 and 40.
Yeah, I'd like to be 40 feet off the fence so when you come in on Cross Road, you see this right directly in the center. I don't want it over here jacked up 15 feet from this. I don't want to take this building and jack it up into the back of this building. I want it to sit very nice right there. And it's on.
And you said it was 50 by 44, 42?
It's 50 by 40.
40.
Yeah. And I like the Area 51. But if, you know, Genoa's a barn kind of town. I know you guys got a lot of barns. You know, and I'm a Columbus, Ohio guy, born and raised. I was really starting out to put the barn in. I mean, I have the plans to put the barn in. But these you can buy and have anybody and their brother put them in. They're not that much money. But you can make them look nice. You can paint them and get them looking cool. And I'll do you one.
So if it's placed, the stuff that's there now, what happens to that then?
It goes away.
Okay.
All that stuff goes away. As a matter of fact, this stuff is the only thing that's here right now. The bus has been moved. I inherited the bus. A family left that bus there, and I got them to give me the title to it and get it fixed up. It's not even on the property. This stuff goes away because the building's going to be there.
Okay.
I will agree that there will never be any noise of construction or dust in here, or will be any noise coming out of this building. All of our products are made complete. We're not a manufacturing facility. And then this area is an area where then I can start to have Jordan move over into this space. And he needs an office, and this is what he uses for an office right now. And he doesn't need that much office, and he's not always going to be there. So, you know, if you want that man right there in the corner there to have an office, I would just tell you, I'd run him an office space. But that's all it's going to be. And it might only be like a 1,000-foot office, and I'd take the rest of it. And he's not always going to be there. He's outgrown that place already. And he needed a place. No one else in the neighborhood would give him a place. I'd run him a place for $500 a month. That's a great deal. And he took up the whole lot and lived time flat.
And you said you were planning on paving the area as well?
Yes, he's
okay.
A landscaper. You better believe it. I'll even make a blacktop. This picture of my building is terrible.
I'm ready for my
phone. I'll show you this brand new roof, and it's all brand new blacktop. I'm embarrassed of that picture. You're walking on the walk to see my building tonight. Right by.
I'm going to come
back another day if you guys don't want to vote tonight.
So, Brian, just to clarify Teresa's question, you're going to blacktop the whole rear also?
Yeah, well, I'd like to get some grass in. So on this side right here, I'm going to have grass. I'm going to have blacktop and pavers through this area. I'll probably put some more grass. There might be a little bit of hard gravel. That gravel out back is really like concrete. But this area right here, 100% landscape. Because when you come up from across the road, you're going to be seeing my brand. So the answer is yes, it'll look great. And I will hire somebody to come in and make sure that they've got all the details right to not offend anybody. You can have me back and have an approval set of plans. But my neighbors need more than even this other stuff. So if you guys don't want it, I won't do it. Trust me, I just don't need it that bad.
Okay. Anybody? Questions? Dave?
No, I'm good.
No, you're good? Okay. All right, well, let's go into public comment. Members of the public wish to speak, come to the podium. Come to the podium, name and address, state your concern, try and contain yourself to 3 minutes. If you haven't been sworn in, please let me know and I'll be happy to swear again. So. You want to start in the first row here, sir? No? Anyone? Second row? No? Third row? Ah, there you go. Have you been sworn in? I think you were. Okay. All right.
I'm Mary Johnston. I live at 6324 Mount Royal, and I believe you received...
I have your email.
My emails and pictures and everything. I'm glad to hear that the applicant is going to blacktop, get rid of all that stuff, because that's our view. Mm-hmm. That's what we look at. And so, you know, we've been good neighbors. We haven't said anything about all that over there. But I'm glad that, you know, they'll be screening. We have some buffering between us and the businesses. Even additional landscaping, trees, tall shrubs along the property line would be much appreciated as well.
Just out of curiosity, because you're on the other side of the fence, how tall is the fence now?
Tall is the fence?
8 feet.
8 foot.
Okay. All right. Which I think
and there are some trees, but there's some gaps, and we can see all that junk sitting there, so.
I'm trying to visualize it from your side of the street, so.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our front view. I know Mike and Deb, they look at that too, as long as another neighbor's on the other side. So I really don't want to see anything go in there, any new expansions of businesses or any new business. But, you know, I just wanted to voice my concerns as I had done in my email and then tonight as well. And
great.
I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I appreciate that.
Thank you
for your comments. And thank you for the email also.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anyone else, sir? Come on up. I believe you were sworn in, if I'm not mistaken. Come on up. Name and address.
My name is Mike Hedem. I live at 6366 Mount Royal Avenue. My main concern is you mentioned something about, fine, the plans that you have, they may end up looking nice and all that, and the same way with the noise. But we've been there for over 20 years. I don't know if I'll live another 20 years, but if I do, fine. The question is, businesses change. Mm-hmm. So what happens if you grant a variance for that property? What happens to adjacent properties that come in and say they would like a variance and use this as an example of what that variance is, whether it's in this property or a different one? Or, sir, if you would happen to sell the property and someone else comes in and puts a manufacturing operation or whatever, that would change the whole course of it. So I'm really concerned about precedent.
I can answer part of that question, and then I'm going to let staff answer the other part. Basically, you talk about variances for other properties, adjoining properties. I've been on the board, I think longer than all the other people here, I've been on the board about 10 years in round numbers. All cases, every case, if his property, Mr. Hess's property, comes in for a variance, the one next door, it's got to stand on its own. Whether this one's approved or not, the one next door stands on its own, because every case is going to be a little bit different.
I understand.
And so because of that, they all stand alone. Now, staff is going to correct me here in a second when I tell you that once we approve the variance for this building, that the use may change, and I don't think that it's impacted by the variance. Is that correct? Is they can change the use down the road once we grant the variance.
Once the building's there?
Correct.
Anyone, if Mr. Hess sold the property to someone else, the next person in could use it for anything that was compliant with the zoning resolution at that time.
Okay.
So if he gets approval to have business use of that property, the next person in.
So it could be light industrial or whatever that the original zone.
Right, whatever would be a legal conforming
use. There's a list of uses in the zoning resolution, permitted uses, so they would be able to use
the
building for that.
That would be my concern more long term. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure, that's great. Thank you. Anyone else, ma'am? Come on up. Were you sworn in? I think you were.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to remember that people keep moving around.
We're old people, so.
Oh, well, you're not that.
I appreciate your comments. And
name and address, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Deb Hayden at 6366 Mount Royal. I appreciate your comments and your wanting to do the right thing and be a good neighbor. And that is our biggest concern because, honestly, I'm not sure what you guys differentiate for light industrial, but we've had quite an entertainment and noise level in those condos. And it's when you talk about building a building closer to us than we're already dealing with, it makes us really jittery and nervous about it because the noise, and yeah, the one guy left, but another guy is taken up and we're starting to have more problems again. And I think, what does that mean? I know you can all say, well, you didn't have to move into those condominiums, but what does light industrial mean when you're giving that authorization for those businesses? Because sometimes there's a lot of very loud manufacturing noises, and banging and things going on that is, to me, way beyond what it should be. And then we have things, not just your fence line, but go further down, that they're all, are they allowed to just stack anything up along the fence line and have trailers there and different things? That would be my interest in not just what he's asking, but also what are they allowed to have out there?
That would be a good question for staff.
That's
not
staff?
Really, yeah, that's not really what we deal with here, but
okay.
I appreciate your concern.
Okay. Well, like I say, we appreciate you doing that and trying to do it and clean up what you're showing us there, because we see that. And landscaping, like Mary said, would be great. The more landscaping we have to hide what we're trying to view, you all might think we have a fence there, but believe me, that doesn't cover, I mean, it's a very exposed area. And since you want to get even closer to us, it's even more of a concern.
So I'm going to just go further from
yeah.
And I know this is the quandary here. This is the paradoxical relationship. So first thing, let me just tell you, I had no idea until I came down here that having a tent over there was against the rules. And I flat told this gentleman, I said, look, that's all got to go. So I will tell you, tomorrow, that tent will be moved. I'm not even going to have it be there at all against the fence. If I'm on the other side of the fence and I got to look at a tent, no. You know, there's things called greens that are the upright ones that are big like spears, and they use them on patios, the upright globes, the real tall ones that get like 12 foot tall. We'll plant all those in there. All of those. Glad to do it. I'm the guy that had those trees trimmed back there. You know how they were all messed up and down, now they're up and nice? I love it. I mean, I grew up doing landscape at Eastside Nursery. I'm 60. I grew up in this town. So I apologize.
We just haven't had the greatest neighbors, let's just put it that way.
I had a dump
it may be an industrial park, but it needs to be respectful of a residential area.
We're as quiet as the trophy business. I had a dump truck neighbor for a neighbor slamming dump trucks. I'm so happy he's way down the end now. And I'm telling you, the other noise you're hearing is at 4 o'clock in the morning somebody slamming dumpsters. And I put a stop to that. I mean, you don't hear that anymore. They're not allowed to be on our property or the neighbor's property until 7 a.m. So, I don't know what the rules are. But I know I've been there since 2004. I've been in business 21 years as the CEO of Tattleton. I don't plan on going anywhere any soon. And I can make it to where these
let's,
things.
Let's bring it back.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Before you sit down, can I ask you one question?
Yeah.
What's your feeling on the application tonight? Would you be opposed to it?
Well, I'm not really quite understanding, because you said you don't want to be closer on the fence line than the 100 foot.
I'm allowed to be 15 feet on that fence with a 20
I know. You're telling us to live with. You could be doing a much worse job, take it or leave it. That's what,
no,
how you
I'm saying
that's how you represented it to
no,
us just
I,
now.
Let me clean it up, please. I won't build anything back there. I came in here and said I'm going not to do anything.
We're not going to debate. I mean, you guys can do that in the parking lot, but I think, Dorothy, you had a question also.
My question to you is, you have all
thank you, by the way.
Ideas of blacktopping and landscaping. If you get this variance, how do we know that's really going to happen? If you walk out of here with it and you don't do anything, is there anything to make you do it?
Yes. I'll sign an agreement that I'll do it. And you can stop me from doing it if I don't do it, or you can sue me and hold me responsible. Ma'am, I have lots of patents.
That isn't the point.
It is. I do things with integrity.
That's
okay.
Not what I'm asking.
Oh, okay, sir. Yeah, come on up. And what was your name and address, please?
Mark Johnston, 6324 Mount Royal. And my biggest concern is I hear of a lot of comments about what wants to be done and how it's going to look. My concern is, I think you started to raise the question, I have a couple patents, too, for whatever that's worth. I think it's important to have something a little more detailed. So we know what we're really getting into before I could say yay or nay on anything that's been proposed to this point. And that's my own concern. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you. Anyone else, ma'am? Oh. Don't do that. It's like school. You get called on if you get up. Okay, anybody else have any comments?
All right. I do.
Oh.
You got to come up.
Come on up. Name, were you sworn in?
Okay.
Come on up. Come up to the podium and I'll swear you in.
No.
Podium.
Pull it down so you can be recorded.
There you go. Raise
your
right
hand.
Me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Raise your right hand.
You're going to be sworn in.
Yeah, I got to swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead. And name and address, please.
My name is Tudy Beck.
I'm sorry, couldn't hear.
Tudy, T-U-D-I-E.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Beck, B-E-C-K.
Oh, okay.
I have it 6362 Mount Royal.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now I won't have to look at this, but it's just a few houses down from me.
Sure.
But I want to support my neighbors. I have always dreaded the fact that something might be changed back there.
Okay.
And I'm like the other gentleman. If you allow this extra, like being built 15 feet instead of 100, I'm like him, what will come next? Someone will want to build closer to the fence, then we'll build a two-story, they'll want to do this, they'll want to do that. So I'm like the other gentleman also. I think we need a lot more details on what's going on here. And I know he has these, but personally, I don't know what those things even are.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell anything by looking at that, what's going on.
Okay.
But I think 15 feet, that's like having them in your living room. I mean, 15 feet is like 3 times taller than I am. That's not very far. And you can put up all the trees you want, but you still don't cover it up.
Okay.
So I think there needs to be a lot more discussion, a lot more thought put into this before it's ever decided upon. And I want to support my neighbors because I know I wouldn't want to look at it. Okay?
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I appreciate your comments. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? All right. Then we're going to close public discussion. And I think, does anybody have any other questions for the applicant? And I think the applicant has a question.
I do have
go ahead.
A question. I don't think it's clear that I'm trying to move away from the fence, not towards it. The code says I can put a building there 22 feet tall, 15 feet from it. I'm saying I don't want to. I won't. That's why I spent the money to come.
Okay.
You said that.
All right. Yeah, and I think the board...
I know
that's
you guys
understand.
Think that, but I'm not so sure.
I understand, but the comments really should be directed at us as opposed to the audience.
I apologize again. For the first time.
I understand, and that's why we try and give the applicants a lot of leeway. I try and give the applicants a lot of leeway because I realize this is a new process for you. I have a couple of questions, and I think then we'll probably go into discussion here. Do you know the distance between the existing fence to the back of the existing building?
I do.
And it is?
This is 100 feet right here.
Okay, I'm asking...
From
that?
Distance,
yes.
How far is it? I believe it's 180, but I can confirm that real quick.
Okay. And the width of the site is how much? Do you know the width of the site?
140 feet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can get the gentleman to tell us who he is.
Yeah, yes, come on up. Come up to the podium.
All right.
No.
You must enjoy the
have you been sworn in, by the way?
Yes.
You have? Okay,
yes.
Great.
My name is Jordan Scholl. Address is 5105 Parkmore Drive. I moved to Genoa Township back in 2012. Started a landscape business when I graduated high school in 2008. Moved to Genoa, 2012, like I said, have since had 2 children. We love the neighborhood. Brian was nice enough to rent us part of his property, and we love being over there. We love being able to be in an industrial area, still within the township, local to our clients, and not, you know, trying to run it out of my house or run it out of somewhere that we can't afford to be in. So, you know, being on Frost Road has allowed us to not only grow our business, but also grow our business within Genoa Township. And, you know, we had originally approached Brian to try to get kind of a storage area just to house stuff that it wasn't going to be out in the elements. And then he said, you know, I'd like to have a little office space. And, you know, I don't really need an office space, but if I could be there, I feel like I could be a little bit more productive. So what we had talked about was, you know, instead of trying to be so far off that fence at that 100-foot point and still having our trucks and stuff behind the building, that we would rather put the building towards the back so that we could keep our trucks and equipment between the two buildings, separate from the condo spaces to the north. So, you know, we've talked about this for the last, I don't know, 2 years or so, and we weren't aware of the regulations, but we're obviously trying to follow them. That's the reason we're here. So really what we're trying to do is, you know, we're trying to go less than 100, but more than that 15-foot mark, but we want to have the ability to have an office space in there. You know, we're not going to have clients or anything like that coming there. That's just not the kind of business. You know, landscape companies, sure, meet at their property. So, you know, Brian has three dogs that are great, and he wants a space that he can be in. I'd like to have a space that, you know, if my guys want to step in out of the rain and talk before we got to the job, we can. You know, we're not there frequently throughout the day. We meet there in the morning, we try to get loaded up, and we leave, and then we unload in the evening time. We're not, you know, again, entertaining clients there or anything like that. It's just kind of a storage, more or less. You know?
Good. Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me while I'm here?
I think we got the dimensions from you. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I can measure, like I said, real quick if you want a definite.
No, I think we're close enough. Thank you.
Thanks.
I just wanted to try and get an idea. All right. Anything else? Any other questions from the board, the applicant, or anybody else? Okay. At this point, we're going to stop taking testimony. Thank you, by the way, all for your comments and the applicant's comments. The board is, we're going to go into discussion now on the application itself, and then we'll go from there. So anybody want to start? Or should I? Okay, then I'll start. I think, actually, I appreciated the last comments. It gave me actually quite a much clearer understanding of what they were trying to accomplish and kind of the mindset of what they're trying to do, which I think it has. I understand it, okay? But that being said, I don't know, and I've heard it kind of from all the members here, I'm not sure we have enough information to approve this application. We don't have a site plan. We don't know what the variance is. We don't know the percentage of the variance. I think we have a moderate understanding of what he wants to construct. I don't think we know specifically where he wants to construct it. And I don't know I don't have a clear understanding of how that's going to impact the adjoining properties. Those are my concerns, and I think staff may have pointed out at least some of those, if not all of those, and I have to agree with that. I don't, right today, if I had to vote on it, I couldn't support this application, but with more information, maybe it would work. I don't know. So that's my opinion. You guys,
Mark, I think I tend to agree. Tattletale's a great business to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Sure.
Great reputation. They're growing by leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. They have ads on the radio. They're really a positive image for us in Genoa Township. I would like to know more information, too. You had said earlier that if we didn't have to vote tonight, you'd be okay with that.
I am.
And I would like to have a little more detail, too.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard 15 feet for reasons. 40 feet is kind of what you're looking for. We've heard maybe some landscaping. A lot of times we will see a proposal for the landscaping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'd want to see all of that. I think we would like to see that information provided. At least I would like to see
that. I would.
I would definitely like that because, you know, you're saying you're going to do all this, but who's going to hold you to it? Your conscience is what you're saying. But, you know, is there any definitive that we know that that's going to look nice when it's all said and done?
And I guess you talked about
that was the forum for doing it, so I would have brought
it. No, and we know that. This happens. You're not the first one to come in here that we've asked, please get us more information, and, you know, and we'll certainly entertain it. And I think that's really what I think we should do.
I'm okay with that. I mean, I can give you my word, and, you know, I know you have patents who ever said that. I don't think the patents make my word, but I just thought that that's what I've been doing on patents and nothing.
Okay, we're over here now, so, but I appreciate your comment.
I'd like to know which of those two buildings you'd like to install, you know,
I like the Area 51 look because I'm a Skunk Works kind of guy, and I think it's cool and brings something cool out of an airplane air looking building that rocks, and that's the business I'm in.
Well, I think maybe to give you a little bit of direction, and I'm certainly not going to tell you what to bring us back because that's not what we do, but I would suggest a site plan, determine the variance percentage of from the 100 to where you actually want to place the building, which building you want to place there. Because here's the thing, is that you came in with either a barn or the other building. And I'm not going to tell you, because that's not what I do, I'm not going to tell you, oh, build this one, not that one, or the other way around, because that's not really what any of us do. And I don't think staff can do. So if you have a specific plan with a specific request, I think that's really, and then if we need to alter it somewhat to satisfy some of the concerns that may be out there, which you heard tonight, then I would, you know, I think then it's probably a viable situation. So.
Okay. Impervious surfaces. Do we have to?
In industrial, do we?
Yeah, do we have impervious surface in industrial?
Well, it covers 75% with hard surfaces. 75.
Just said it's hard as nails out.
Well, when we say, but it's not just there, it's the entire site.
But
what I'm saying is that if it's 75% impervious service, then that includes the entire site. So it may be maybe you've got grass in the front, maybe you put a landscape strip in the back, something like that to get to that 25%. Doesn't have to be all right there.
Okay. So markets. 1507.09 lot coverage. No lot or parcel in the zoning district shall buildings be constructed which cover more than 35% of the lot area.
The lot.
Yes.
That's for building.
Right. And that's what I meant, the building. See, that's the challenge that we run across is that we don't know what that number is based on what you're going to build. Mm-hmm. We don't know if you may need a variance, for example, for that part of the zoning code because you're going to build in excess of 35%. And we don't know until we look at the entire plan. Follow me? And that's what. And so, number one, it prevents you from having to come back. Number two, we can look at one or two variances from the code at the same time for your project. Okay? Make sense?
I think so.
Okay. It's not easy. It's a lot of work. I'll be the first one to tell you. But if it was easy, then you wouldn't need us. So anybody else? Teresa? Dorothy? Dave?
My concern was the area, impervious surfaces, and mm-hmm. setbacks all at the same time.
Right.
And I think if we get a good set of drawings.
Right. If we have a good plan,
we can see that.
Then we can entertain the entire package as opposed to, because the worst thing that we can really do for you as an applicant and for us as a board is to approve something that is not definite.
Yeah.
It's not something that we can look at and say, oh yeah, that looks fine. Because we, you know, we have the public trust here. We really, you know, we have your trust, we have their trust. We have to know exactly what we're doing, what we, what the expectation is, so that we know that it's done correctly per the application.
Yeah, I forget. Oh, that I was good. Dell were able to do all that.
No, you know what? I've been on the board for 10 years. I get this. I, you know, I understand. I've never been on this, either side of this table before I came on the board. So I understand what you're saying. And we try and make it, that's why I try and give a lot of latitude to not only the applicant, but the public comment.
Yes.
Because I understand this is a very new process for everybody. So I don't want you to go out of here and say, well, they didn't even listen to me, because I think we did.
I'm grateful.
Good. And like I said, I think if we have a clear understanding of precisely what you're going to do, I think you've got a much better.
Yeah.
You've got a much better application.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where it goes from there, I can't tell you, of course. But I think at least if we understand it, we've got a better opportunity to make an informed, reasonable decision. Mm-hmm.
So do we table it tonight, Susan?
Well, I think we can make a motion to continue, mm-hmm. if you want to do that.
Yeah, there's tabling versus continuing. I can't remember.
What's it?
Are you
continue
okay?
To, you can continue to a date, time specific. If you table, that's an indefinite. And then when the applicant decides to come back, he's starting over and paying the $600.
I don't want to.
So you think you could be back for the November meeting?
Yeah.
Well, we can't continue it to December if not.
Well,
I think we need to pick one.
Right. I'm just saying that, you know,
a definite
date.
November 27th.
The challenge is if we put it till the 27th of November, and you're absolutely welcome to do that, we do have another application mm-hmm. that night. So. Just bearing that in mind, if the 27th of November works for you, then somebody can make a motion.
Right. But yeah, materials would have to be done by the 2nd.
Yeah, right. Now, can you have the materials in by November 2nd, which is, what, about 2 weeks?
Yeah.
In round numbers?
I saw the
Friday. Okay, a week from Friday, so it's a little less than 2 weeks.
The impervious thing is the only thing I don't know about. The landscape and the drawings and the 40-foot off the fence I do. And I can have somebody draw that out. The impervious is the only gray area for me. We should be able to figure that out. That should just be a standard. A percentage, right? That's a question regarding impervious.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'm sorry to drag
sure.
you up here.
Yeah.
George, and reintroduce yourself.
Because
we record it, so. Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Well, I'm unsure. I just want to try to be prepared for the next meeting. Jordan Scholl. So it sounds like you guys are wanting less hard surface because you want something that's going to drain?
No. Actually, the best advice I can give you is consult the code and consult staff.
Okay. We're
not going to mandate
Got it.
One or the
okay.
other.
Okay.
Okay. You're okay with November 27th? Okay. I move to accept Ryan Hess's request to continue the public hearing of the subject variance application to allow for a new building to be constructed at less than 100 feet setback on lot 1147 in the Purdy Industrial Park located at 6269 Frost Road, Western Ohio, 4382. Currently zoned Light Industrial Zoning District, LI. Also known as BZA case 2018-07, be continued to November 27th at 7 p.m. in this Township Hall. Additional or revised materials will be due in the Genoa Township Development Zoning Department by
November 2nd.
November 2nd at 4 p.m. That's the motion.
Okay, I'll second it. Any discussion on the motion? Everybody good? Okay. Oh, okay. Everybody's good with that? All right, then I'll call the roll. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
And the chair votes yes. So, and at 8:03, the hearing is concluded. Okay, we have a couple of other items of business. If you guys, thanks. Thanks to all you guys that came out and commented. We absolutely appreciate that. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
That's the reason we have a firm.
Give them a minute. Because we've got a couple other.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was going to be exciting.
Okay. Oops. All right, I'm going to move on then to back to the minutes. I did notice one revision, that, and I've got to find them. I think it's on page 3, item 2, where it says, stated that a child care center would be a good use of the property. I believe that if you go back and check, I said that it would not.
Yeah, because right down at the bottom, you say he stated he cannot support the variance, so why would he say it was a good use?
We can go back and check
the
Okay,
if you don't mind.
I thought someone said it was a good use, so that didn't jump out.
You know what? Why don't you go ahead and do that, and then we'll approve them at the next meeting, if you don't mind doing that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that the only question?
That's the only thing I see off the top of my head. Do you... Then I guess we're at the meeting dates for next year. Is that the next item?
Yes, if you guys would motion to...
And if I could find them, I'm not it. Oh, thank you. I had two, and now I don't have any. All right. So, December 18th.
That's just carryover from this.
Right. November 26th, is that, where is that in relation? Is that the Tuesday after Thanksgiving?
Most likely.
Okay. I know it's early this year. I just want to, in case people are going out of town like I am. Okay. I'm good with these dates. Everybody okay?
Yes.
How about the May 28th? Is that, where is that? Is that the Tuesday after Memorial?
I think it is.
I don't know when... Oh, yeah, I think you're probably right. It's so far out there. I don't usually leave town because I'm getting ready to go out of town that weekend.
That's my birthday. So, yes, it's the day after Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
The 27th is Memorial Day.
Yeah. So 20th is the day after Memorial Day.
Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Of course, if we move that day, it's going to upset the apple cart. You've got hall issues. You've got all sorts of issues. So.
I'll bring cupcakes. It's my birthday. So.
It's her birthday.
And we'll certainly celebrate.
And we
celebrate.
Have that on the record.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll certainly, and you'll be.
30. I celebrate all month, so
and
I don't mind sharing.
And you'll be 30 what?
We'll bring you
20 what? Okay. So, if we're all good with that, then I would move that we approve the hearing dates for 2019 as written. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No, we're just going to do a consent motion.
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Then we're... Oh, do we need a... Okay, Dorothy seconded. Is that it? Is that all we had tonight? Oh, right. I was going to say something about the rules. The rules are still in progress because I think the last I knew, staff had a couple of items that they wanted to mildly revise, from what I understand. And so we put that off until next month, thinking that we'd have a lighter schedule, but now since both cases are put off till next month, you know, you just couldn't plan it better than that.
When we started looking at it, there were some things we wanted to kind of tweak a little bit.
Right.
Maybe some things that were addressed maybe in the zoning resolution and other documents that we wouldn't repeat that information in those. And so.
And that's fine.
And we did think that we'd have a lighter...
Yeah.
Yeah, who'd have thought? So
we have other applications coming.
Yes, that's always that potential. So should we just put this so we can give staff a little bit of breathing room? Should we just plan on looking at those in December?
I think so.
Okay. And that'll be December 18th. So let's do that.
And we'll try to work on them and get them out to you and get
yes,
feedback.
Please, because if we can, the way I'd like to look at the final draft and approve it, and be, I don't want to go back and forth on these for the next 3 months. I'd like to do it and get it over with. So, and that's why I said if staff has some comments and they want to make some adjustments, that's fine. I want to approve the final document. I don't want to do 3 or 4 revisions after. So,
do we have to go to the prosecutor's office again if we change them? I mean, we probably do, don't we?
I think it depends on what you change.
Yes, I would say it depends on
what
we're
always doing. Have them look at it. They're pretty responsive to get back to us pretty quickly. So.
Can we do that before the December meeting or no?
Should be able to. He's pretty quick, isn't he?
He might be here in November anyway.
But you won't know if we approve the changes you guys make. Right?
Well.
I mean, I don't know that it's going to be
here's
anything
the thing.
That drastic.
We just want to get it finished.
Well, here's my
they thing. Do. I mean, they really do get back with us quite quickly. So, you know, if we...
My take on it is that if staff's okay with it and the prosecutor's okay with it, chances are we should probably be okay with it.
Yeah.
Because I think it really... That really is, we kind of reverse the process by us doing it first. It probably, and so probably should have been a little more staff up front and a little less board up front. But we are here where we are. So I think we just let them tweak it. I don't foresee any big substantial changes in what we already did. I know you pointed out a couple things at one point that didn't make sense or that we missed. And
clarification.
Yeah. Because, for example, I think one thing was the board term, is that the way it was written was that you got 1 5-year term. And that's really not what we intended. And I knew that wasn't what we intended. And basically, just to tune it up to match what we intended, I think. So...
Do we have to make the physical changes, or do they make To the document?
Staff is going to do it.
Oh, staff's going to do it.
Yes.
So if there's a comment that they
do want to
insert, or do want to insert, they're okay with whatever they do.
Oh, I think they're going to insert. You're going to, the comments from the prosecutor, you are going to insert, correct?
Yeah, and make all of those.
That's what I was trying
to do. Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if we had to make the changes to the document. No, I think we asked Susan to do that at the last meeting, if I'm not mistaken. But, and I think she did, and then they ran across a couple other issues. So I don't think there, from my understanding, there wasn't anything substantial. So, okay. Anything else? All right, then I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Me again.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, okay.